Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and making national global news was this hit and run by two kids that hit a former police chief who was just cycling in the morning, exercising. We got a lot of cyclists in Nevada. Great exercise, beautiful weather, really nice first thing in the morning, good exercise. And they basically ran him down, videotaped it, and killed him instantaneously. And we have some updates on who they were. One was 16 years old, one was 18 years old. But it's really frightening to hear what one of them said. And apparently one of them had a pretty long rap sheet. And they basically told cops, I'm going to be out in 30 days. It's going to be just a slap on the wrist. To not see remorse, to think that there are no repercussions, we've really failed society, we failed youth, we failed this family of this retired police officer that was killed. So let me just give you guys some of the latest on this. So Jesus Ayala is accused of taking a stolen Hyundai Elantra and plowing it into a former California police chief, Andreas Probst. His friend, 16-year-old Jasmir Keys, recorded the crash. Probst was riding his bicycle near, I think, Tenaya and Centennial Parkway. I got the alert that there was a hit and run that day, and I was like, oh, gosh. And I have a lot of friends who are cyclists, so I'm like, oh, gosh, I hope it wasn't them. And you just start to, everything goes to your mind. Because I actually had another friend who was killed cycling, bus hit him. The kids, were friends with my kids. Beautiful man. Wonderful. And, you know, you unfortunately, you know, see things like this, but those were accidents. But when we heard this was a hit and run, deliberate, it just makes your, it just completely shatters your faith in humanity. The impact was enough. This happened on, August 14th, where, I guess he hit the hood, hit the windshield, ended up dying. The car speeds off. He died of his injuries at the hospital. Some have said, though, he had died instantly from that. So Ayala, the driver, was taken into custody shortly after the incident. But he had told officers he's only going to get a slap on the wrist for his alleged crimes. He's 18 years old. And I can't play for you. There's expletives. But he said, I'll be out in 30 days, I'll bet you, according to Daily News. And then a little bit days later, his accomplice, Keys, had been arrested on murder charges. He has been in custody. They found him because he was the one who videotaped the hit and run. You could hear him goad and encourage his friend in the clip. And then I guess there was laughing as the car began to accelerate. And apparently this was, I think, the third of the hit and runs. The hitting of the Probst, Mr. Probst, we think stopped the rest of these hit and runs, but I think there were three. And I think they even crashed into a Toyota Corolla. So these guys were causing mayhem that day. They made their initial appearance on Las Vegas Justice Court. They're going to be facing their charges as adults. I think each of them have separate attorneys. One, we're being told, had a rap sheet, had been I guess Ayala is being charged with 18 counts. Jasmir Keys, I believe, is, I don't think we have the list of his charges yet. But, you know, when you look at this and you look at boys, kids, who are 18 and 16, to me they're still babies, for them to do something like this, for them to watch this happen, when you look at the video, and I'm not blaming video games, but I'm not, because I really disagree with people saying that video games make people violent and make people mentally ill. I think you have to have mental illness first. But if you do watch GTA and watch some of these video games, it's all about who you hit and plow over. And I think, you know, we have a society of people who are very inept and obtuse and naive when it comes to what it means to kill somebody. We see this all the time. I think there's another Expendable movie coming out, which are fun. So people are blowing up everybody. And, you know, we watch these movies. We watch these games. We watch these fight scenes. And I don't think people realize what's going on. You know, one of my favorite movies is Troy, with Orlando Bloom and Eric Bana and Brad Pitt. And in the scene where Orlando Bloom had stolen Helen from Troy, well, not necessarily stolen because she wanted to be with him, and he's trying to tell his brother, Eric Hector, you know, that, look, you know, I'll die for her, I'll die fighting. And he's like, do you even know what that is? Yeah, you're saying it. Have you seen a man die? Have you ever been stabbed? Do you understand what that is? You know, a lot of these countries that have mandatory military, there's something, you know, positive about that, in that people understand a whole different perception. They have a whole different perception of what it really is to have a weapon, to respect the weapon, to be able to protect yourself, the gift it is to have the freedom to have a weapon, to see, you know, what happens to your comrades and what the evil that other people can do. You know, and what they want to do to you, and it gives you a whole different perspective. And a lot of these kids, their perspective are these video games, are these movies. They think somebody's just going to fall, and all they're going to do is maybe lose some pieces or some, you know, points on a video game. They don't realize the pain. They don't realize what happened. You know, I've been in a couple car accidents. That's not fun. I'm a lot more careful when I drive. But I think you see people all the time. They hit things, they steal things, they go on wild. Who knows? Maybe these kids were on drugs. I don't know what they were thinking. But to want to kill somebody or run somebody over and cause their death and say, look, I'm just going to get out of jail anyway. Society is really failing. We're really failing not only these kids, but we're failing innocent people who are enjoying the freedom of being able to exercise out there, because people think nothing's going to happen to them. They can do whatever the hell they want. There's got to be repercussions. 1-877-DALIA. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you keep hearing these reports of the most dangerous cities in the United States. And which cities you need to avoid. And, I'm mixed on these. Honestly, you know, with what happened in Las Vegas does not make the list. It rarely does. But when you hear something like two kids running down somebody who was just bicycling and just doing their thing in beautiful weather, it just kind of makes you wonder. I mean, to me, when you have, people who are psychotic, they have no regard for human life, and they live in that city, and that city's not been safe, but I don't know if any city is safe. Well, we have a list coming from visualcapitalist.com of the most dangerous cities in the United States. And they say that Alabama is home to two of the 10 cities with the highest violent crimes, Bessemer and Birmingham. Monroe, Louisiana came in second. Saginaw, Michigan came in third. Memphis, Tennessee came in fourth. And Detroit, Michigan came in number fifth. They rate this as if you live in Bessemer, Alabama, you have a 1 in 30 chance of being a victim. If you live in Detroit, a 1 in 43 chance of being a victim. Now, you know, the source only considered cities with a population of 25,000 or higher. And they based this report on violent crimes, including armed robbery, murder, rape, aggravated assault. But interestingly, it wasn't San Francisco that ranked high, even though San Francisco has a lot of crime. But in terms of dangerous city, they were looking at violent crimes. Birmingham, Alabama made number 6. Pine Bluff, Arkansas, number 7. Little Rock, Arkansas, number 8. Alexandria, Louisiana, number 9. Cleveland, Ohio, number 10. Now, when you look at that, you're like, whoa. Okay, I mean, I've been hearing a lot from other cities, especially bigger cities. You hear Albuquerque has a lot. Albuquerque made number 29. Kansas City made number 24. San Bernardino, California made number 23. Kalamazoo, Michigan, though, beat them all at number 11. Milwaukee came in 12. Albany, Georgia, number 13. Gadsden, Alabama, number 14. Danville, Illinois. Then came Lansing, Michigan, Baltimore, Maryland, Springfield, Missouri, Spartanburg, South Carolina, Rockford, Illinois. Now, in terms of the safest on their list, they only, now this is interesting. It only lets me go to the 50, the top 50, even though they have 100, so I'm having trouble pulling up the list. Number 50th was North Little Rock. He had a 1 in 84 chance of being a victim. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, came in number 44. Houston, Texas, number 42. So, when you look at these sort of cities, okay, whether you live in a city that had danger, you know, dangerous crime, violent crime, you know, there's a few things that people do. And they, one is they arm, protect their family. And I get really nervous when you hear some cities or some governors say, you know what, no, we have to control the guns. Okay, if I live in an area and I know that there are break-ins and violent crimes and somebody that could come into my house and kill my kids, oh, no way. They are going to meet a bullet before they meet me or my kids. And I had a home invasion. And the reason why I was prepared with a gun and I was able to yell, tell him to get the hell out, I was going to fire a warning shot, luckily he left, was because my grandfather was a victim of an armed robbery. Guy walked into the store he was working at, put a gun to his head, robbed him, and thank God he didn't shoot him in the head. You know, this was, I think, a couple years after my grandfather made it to America and became a citizen and learned, you know. And it was scary for him because he was a police officer in the previous country he was at. And so he, to not have a weapon and protect yourself. And he was a sitting duck, and thank God the guy didn't pull a bullet. But, you know, nowadays people will shoot you even if they can't rob you. Like that guy in Philly walking his dog at 7 p.m. They tried to rob him. He goes, look, I don't carry my wallet. I'm walking my dog, and they kill him anyway. So, you know, it's, to me, whether it's a dangerous city or not, we have heard of horrific crimes and horrific things happening everywhere. And it takes us as a society to figure out how to make things happen. You know, when I was getting my CCW, I had asked a teacher, and it was a naive thing to ask, you know, years ago. I'm like, why can't I just say on my lawn, you know, we're gun owners, don't blink with us. You know, because when I was younger, we were robbed and people were in our house. And, you know, I just expect things like that happening. They go, the problem is if you put signs up like that, you know, and there's an issue where the government is trying to limit guns, people are going to rob you for your guns. You don't want to advertise that you have guns. Yeah, but I want to advertise that somebody enters my home, they're getting shot. Don't be entering my home uninvited. And so, you know, we want to protect ourselves. We want to, you know, not be a target. We, you know, I don't really wear a lot of jewelry, and I don't really have a lot of fancy stuff because I don't like to buy fancy stuff. I don't I don't spend that money. I'd rather put that money to a trip or save it for retirement or whatever. So I rarely get mugged because I don't usually walk around with a purse and I don't usually walk around with any jewelry on. They want my Apple Watch, they can have my Apple Watch and all the pedometers on the steps because I download it because I like my steps on that. But I don't have a fancy watch anymore. And so people are looking for other ways now too. They need money, they need drugs. Our medical office was robbed. They didn't get money because there was no money. Obamacare wasn't paying anything and patients weren't paying. But they were looking for Valium. They didn't get it because we didn't have any controlled substances in our office. So you want to have something that people, you don't want to have something that people want. If you don't have something that people want, there was a guy that was, I think he had an Aston Martin and he drove into his house. And he was robbed and beat because somebody wanted his car. And I'm not saying you can't have fancy things. But I think a lot of people are starting to kind of rethink. You know, I don't want what somebody wants. Nobody's going to steal my purse because I got my purse at Target. Nobody's going to steal and, you know, everybody's credit cards these days. Or nobody's going to steal or enter my home because I have nothing they want. But unfortunately, dangerous crimes are happening because people are sick. Like the in Aurora, Colorado, when James Holmes dressed up for the, I think he dressed up as the Joker. Did he dress up as Joker or Batman? I forget. And then he shot a bunch of people in the theater who was watching the Batman movie premiere. That's just straight out sick. Aurora, Colorado is a beautiful town. I think it's a gun-free city, but barely he got guns and he shot people up. And so you have individual Jared Loeffner, who decided to shoot a bunch of people at a Tucson strip mall when Congresswoman Gabby Gifford was speaking. You have individuals out there that are absolutely sick. And when these things happen, they happen in broad daylight, they happen in public places, and you always have to be aware. You know, when I'm in foreign countries, like when I was in Israel, it's amazing the awareness. You know, people, they know that there could always be a suicide bomber or there could be something left that has a bomb. And they always have a state of awareness. They're not paranoid. They still joke. They still laugh. They still live life. But you go into a restaurant, you know where the exits are. You know, and have your back against the wall so you can at least see what's going on. You don't get distracted by stuff. You're always looking around, checking people out. If you get a bad vibe from somebody, call it in or get away from them. You know, and we kind of have this lackadaisical attitude that everybody's good. I mean, I grew up with a family that was very obsessive about protecting against rape because we had a family member who was gang raped. And so I don't think you have to scare and make your kids paranoid like mine did. But I got to tell you, you know, the sense of awareness and what to watch out for, we should all be trained on. How many kids are trained on self-defense? How many kids are trained on Krav Maga? How many kids are trained on, look, when you're riding a bike, you could get hit. You know, you're told to walk against the traffic, but ride your bike with the traffic. I always thought that was scary because somebody, if you're driving with the traffic, you can't see a car coming up behind you that could hit you. And that's what happened, sadly, with this guy, this ex-police chief who was riding his bicycle. So we have, you know, sick individuals. And so, you know, is one city more dangerous than another? Well, that depends on numbers of police, if the DA is prosecuting correctly, and how many people with mental illness are there. And I think it's a different survey depending on what parameters you use. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. A fatal crash involving a charter bus carrying Farmingdale High School's marching band occurred in New York, leaving one dead and over 40 injured. The number of Americans making initial unemployment claims in the U.S. fell by 20,000 last week, totaling 201,000 individuals. A murder suspect in Indiana on the run due to a clerical mistake that led to his release. Kevin Mason was mistakenly set free from an Indianapolis detention center. Authorities are uncertain of his whereabouts. President Biden reaffirming U.S. support for Ukraine and its conflict with Russia during a meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky in the Oval Office yesterday. Zelensky expressed gratitude for the ongoing support and emphasized to lawmakers that he still needs increased aid to avoid losing the war to Russia. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A horrific accident happened where two adults were killed and multiple students injured when their bus going to band camp tumbled down a 50-foot ravine. This happened yesterday on Interstate 84 in Orange County, New York. Governor Kathy Hochul gave a news conference last night. CNN is reporting that the commercial bus was carrying 40 students from the Farmingdale High School, four adults. Lieutenant Colonel Richard Mazzone of the New York State Police had said during the news conference. Mazzone identified the two people who lost their lives as Gina Pelletieri, 43 years old, and Beatrice Ferrari, 77. There were several serious injuries, including five critical. Not a lot of details on the injuries, but they have been transported to six area hospitals. Earlier, an official with the Waywanda Fire Company told CNN that more than 40 people were injured in the accident. Preliminary information indicates a failure on the front tire might have been a contributing factor to this accident. Crash happened at about 1:12 p.m. on Thursday. And when you see the, you know, it looks like it just veered off the road and it hit the ravine and it flipped. They were headed for a music event for band camp. They were on their way to Greeley, Pennsylvania. And Farmingdale High School spokesperson Jake Medlinger said, "We were informed that there had been an accident with bus 1 en route to Greeley, Pennsylvania for band camp. Police and emergency responders are on the scene." Also, I'm not sure, a lot of people ask, are kids seatbelted on these buses? You know, I remember when I used to take the bus, no seatbelts. I don't know if it's because the kids would rip them or they would hurt themselves on it or try to choke other kids, the bullies in the back. And so I think for safety reasons, they got rid of the seatbelts. I don't know too much about it. You guys might know. But I'm hoping these kids were seatbelted, and that's why there weren't more injuries than could have. So the I-84 had to be shut down at exit 15A. They put in detours so they could, figure out what happened and help the victims and get more answers with what happened. But we will keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have Storm Ophelia that is brewing off the southeast coast, we're being told. And it is formed off the southeast U.S. coast. They say it's moving north along the eastern seaboard this weekend. It's going to be tropical or subtropical storm strength, not necessarily hurricane. They say rain, wind, and coastal flooding will spread up the seaboard, and it may hit multiple states. We're going to keep you guys posted on that as well. I think North Carolina is going to have tropical storm conditions. They're concerned about life-threatening storm surge. There's a storm off of Florida's Atlantic coast that is pushing its way towards the Carolinas. Low pressure in the Atlantic created tropical storm force winds, and they believe that's going to hit North Carolina. So they say residents in these areas should follow advice given by local officials. So a few things brewing over there. But there are tropical storm warnings issued also at Chesapeake Bay, south of Smith Point, Virginia, and the Sounds in North Carolina, and storm watches for Virginia on up. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Elon Musk, now that was drama. This was interesting. He wants lawmaker Dean Preston fired for suggesting that the tourists that are getting robbed in San Francisco take part of the blame because they are leaving stuff in their cars. So Elon Musk thought that was ridiculous. Now, I didn't hear the statement myself, but in a post on Twitter, he wrote, "We need as a city to pound in every way possible the message to visitors, do not leave anything in your car. Do this and we'll dramatically reduce car break-ins." Now, look, I was told when we went to, I think we did like a cruise and we stopped in Belize or something like that. I don't know what happened. But we were told in many of these countries that the average car leaves their window down and their car unlocked, not because they trust people, but because they want to minimize damage to their car with theft. And in these other countries, you just don't leave anything in your car, and it reminds you to not do that because you're rolling down the window and unlocking the vehicle, so that nobody is going to be breaking the windows. Because if you rent a car, sometimes insurance won't cover it if you're in a high crime area and you're out of the country. So you're rolling down the window, you're unlocking it, you're leaving the car wide open so you know to take all your stuff. Now, the average tourist that might have their bags because they can't check into their hotel or they had to check out of the hotel, they're going to have their bags in their car. But it's kind of common knowledge that when you're traveling, people are going to break into your car and steal stuff. So take it with you. And so I am a little shocked that people don't already know this. And but we have to be very careful when politicians or city officials put blame on people. You know, there's this back and forth of, well, these girls that are getting attacked and harassed and raped, it's because they're wearing short skirts and they're wearing inappropriate clothes. You know, one is when somebody is attacked and raped, okay, it's because somebody has mental illness doing it to them. Okay, you should be able to walk by somebody that you find attractive and not jump them. But on the flip side, I do see my friend's daughters, very young, dressed completely inappropriately. And I'm like, you don't want to be a distractor. You don't want to get noticed. You know, for years, I just wore sweats and sweatshirts and things like that. And one of my friends had said that I had really surprised students at school once because we had to dress up for a party and I actually wore a dress once. And people are like, wait a second, you actually have a body? And it's because I always dress down. No makeup. I didn't do my hair. I didn't, you know, having a family member who was raped, my family just put it in me to be as unattractive as possible so nobody wants to attack you. Well, it happened anyway. At that point, I was like, you know what? To hell with it. Maybe I should just get my CCW and carry a weapon. That might be better than figuring out what to wear. But it's interesting how San Francisco is losing a lot of tourists because people don't want to get their car broken into or mugged or whatever else is happening. And so this lawmaker said, you know, that maybe this would be solved if tourists took more care with their possessions. It's a nice suggestion, but what really is the root of the problem is nobody is prosecuting. You know, pivoting to tourists is not going to solve your crime. You have individuals out there that get no repercussions if they steal. I think there were 20,000 car break-ins every year except 2020 during the pandemic. And that's when it dropped more than 40% because people weren't around. 20,000 car break-ins. That's ridiculous. So, you know, these cities need to, just like this boy that killed that police chief, saying, I'll be out in 30 days. I'll get a slap on the wrist. You really have individuals that think nothing's going to happen to them. You know, my grandfather was a cop, so I had learned early on that when the police tell you to freeze, you freeze. And he goes, don't scratch your butt because you'll get shot. They'll think you're grabbing a gun. And I remember going, God, I hope my butt doesn't itch. Does your butt really itch whenever you get pulled over? But, you know, and I don't think the average person understands that when you're told to freeze and not move, you don't move. People move. And so, just like, yeah, you don't steal. You don't break into a car. Bad things will happen. You'll get arrested. 1-877-DOCFELLY.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So obesity has been on the rise, and we have some real startling statistics. And only a handful of states is still overweight, but we look like we have obesity across the United States in some pretty striking numbers. And the CDC has posted this under cdc.gov/obesity/data/prevalence maps HTML. And they say among geographic groups with enough data, and they took this data from 2020 to 2022, the number with adult obesity prevalence of 35% or higher by race and ethnicity is the following. Among blacks, non-Hispanics blacks, it's the worst, 38%. Non-Hispanic American Indian Native American, 33%. Hispanic adults, 32%. Non-Hispanic white adults, 14%. Excuse me, non-Hispanic Asian adults, they say 0%. They say obesity prevalence decreased as level of education increased. Adults with a high school diploma or equivalent had the highest prevalence of obesity, 37.6%, followed by adults with some college education, 35.9%, high school graduates, 35.7%, and then college graduates, 27.2%. They say young adults were half as likely to have obesity as middle-aged adults. Adults age 18 to 24 had the lowest prevalence, but still 20%. One in five of our young adults with their metabolism and their youth are still obese. Compared to adults, 45 to 54%, nearly 40%. Now, people always ask me, why does education matter when it comes to obesity? I mean, I was in college, mind you, I went to medical school and I was pre-med. But I didn't learn how to eat right in college. My diet in college was just as bad. I had to live on $6 a week, and I had to, you know, make use of the 59-cent burger if, you know, if Jack in the Box had it. But I think there's a few things. You know, many individuals with a college education will work and will go to work and be active. And so maybe the correlation is, even though there's a lot of workers without college educations, people in the trades who are busting their butts, maybe a higher percentage of those who have a degree are working because they got to pay that degree off. They got to pay off that student debt. Whereas, you know, I'm very perplexed by how many people tell me they aren't working, but they are disabled. And when they call in, they're ill, and, you know, COVID or something, and I go, do you need a work note? They go, oh, no, I don't work. And I looked at their medical history, and I don't want to get too deep into it, but, you know, like, what's keeping you from working? So if somebody's not working, then they might be home more. They, you know, me, I don't eat when I'm busy. They might, you know, so there might be a relationship to not so much education, but working. Across all states and territories, obesity prevalence was higher than 20%, more than one in five adults. District of Columbia, between 20 and 25%. Six states, between 25 and 30%. 22 states, including Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, had an obesity prevalence between 30% and less than 35%. 19 states had an obesity prevalence between 35% and less than 40%. Three states were over 40%, Louisiana, Oklahoma, West Virginia. The Midwest and the South had the highest prevalence of obesity, followed by the Northeast and then the West. So California, Hawaii, Colorado seem to have less, between 25 to 30%, but still high. D.C. had the least, 20 to 25%, but still, one in five people in D.C. were obese. Louisiana, Oklahoma, West Virginia were the highest. I'm in Nevada. We were kind of equitable to Alaska, Washington, Guam, still 30 to 35%. So what the hell is going on here? What's going on? Well, I noticed, you know, for me personally, okay, I gained weight. I didn't want to gain weight. I have worked out ever since, even when I was pregnant and I was put on bed rest. I was working out in bed, doing leg lifts, lifting weights. I have always worked out. And I have always, what I thought, was watching what I ate. And I come from a family of obese women. I was the skinniest one in the family for the longest time. And then once I started to have hot flashes, it changed and sucked. But one thing I can't admit to is when I was younger, if I detected I gained a pound or two, I hit that gym another 45 minutes longer than what I would usually do, or I would run an extra mile. Lately, you know, when you're a little older, all right, well, things hurt. It's harder to run. I don't run anymore. My knees are shot. My hips are shot. So I don't run. So my workouts aren't as strong and aren't as rigorous and vigorous. Also, I don't have constant reminders that I weigh too much. Because when I take a picture, I post a picture that looks good and where I don't look heavy. Yet you couldn't do that in the past. Okay, if your pants didn't fit, your pants didn't fit. Well, now there's jeans with elastic bands. So you could wear jeans. Before, if your jeans didn't fit, oh my gosh, that ruined your week until you could fit into them again. Now they make jeans, and that's okay. It's expanding the waistband. So you could still wear jeans. And so there's all these now accommodations to work with us during the, you know, because of weight. And unfortunately, we're not then being that obsessive or religious about losing weight. And I mean, I couldn't go a day without weighing myself. Now I fear the scale. And mind you, you know, I have other things to worry about, and maybe I'm not as vain about my looks, but I think I should be because of my weight. You've got to be on top of that all the time. And so, you know, but a big factor that nobody talks about is our success with curbing smoking spurned this obesity epidemic. People kept themselves skinny by smoking. The Virginia Slims, the ads. I don't know if you guys ever saw Mad Men. The mom had packed a sandwich. The kid, something happened to their sandwich, so the kid took her sandwich, so she was hungry. So she lit up a cigarette. Whenever you had a craving to eat, you would smoke. My mom was super skinny when she smoked. When she had to stop smoking, she blew up. I never smoked. But I had patients who were smoking, and I'm like, well, let me help you stop. And they go, oh, no, I could stop anytime. I'm like, well, if you could stop smoking anytime, why don't you? They go, how do you think I keep this weight? So I don't want people going back to smoking. Smoking is very dangerous. It puts you at risk for cancer, heart disease, stroke, blood clots, miscarriages, preterm labor, lung disease. It's bad, bad, bad. But we have fewer smokers now. What are they doing instead? They're eating. If every time I had a craving, I could stick something in my mouth, yeah, I'd lose weight. The problem is gum and food and things like that will just make you heavier. So people, people get cravings. A lot of times also it's fatigue. People get tired. So when they get tired, they go to food for energy. And the heavier they are, the more inclined to sleep apnea they have. If you have sleep apnea, then you're going to be tired. And it's a vicious cycle. So you got to get exercise. You got to get good sleep. You got to eat right. Don't be eating fake food. Fake food makes you hungrier. And you got to weigh yourself. And if you're too high, you got to get the weight off. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.